All right, everybody, welcome back into Mining Stock Daily. Let's revisit Outback Goldfields, a little bit of blast from the past. They do trade on the venture with the symbol OZ and on the OTCQB with OZBKF. We're happy to welcome in CEO Chris Donaldson. Chris, welcome back to the pod.
Hey, Trevor. Good to see you.
Hey, this was interesting news, a massive pivot for Outback Goldfields. In fact, you are, we'll talk about what happens with these, with your assets in Australia, but you have signed an agreement to basically acquire S2 Resources and projects in Finland, which is a little bit different of a climate than than the Outback.
Yeah, for sure. The joke now is that we're going to have to put a couple of umlauts over the O and call it Outback now.
Yeah, there you go.
A big pivot for us. And we're not acquiring all of S2. We're acquiring their basket of assets that they have in Finland, which we're quite excited about. It's a long time in the works, and managed to sign the deal a couple of months ago, and now doing a raise to complete the transaction.
Okay, so let's talk about that raise and what it's going to take. Give me the terms of this agreement.
Yeah, so maybe I'll start, if you don't mind, with just kind of a little history of Outback. You know, we've been around for 4 years, had a basket of properties in and around the Fosterville mine in Australia. You know, earlier stage had some success, but then got stalled out with COVID, lost a season or two for drilling there. And so we were looking to do something creative to breathe a little life into the story. We came out, it's been a tough gold market, as everybody knows. And so we started talking with this group called S2 Resources. S2 is actually a spin out of Sirius Resources. And Sirius Resources had the Nova Nickel deposit and sold it for $1.8 billion. They are Australian based, but had flagship projects in Finland, which they had a similar issue that we did. So they had the foresight to stake and acquire land in the Central Lapland district in about 2017, and had some success, early success on drilling in 2019 and 20, and actually made a discovery. And but they ran into COVID issues as well. Being Australian, they had to scurry back to Australia to avoid the border shutdown. So they cut their drill program short, even though they just made a discovery. And then things kind of lay dormant for them for 18 months. During that process, they actually won the land auction in and around the Fosterville mine. And that's a whole other story, but basically they got the prize piece of land with heavy spending commitments, albeit. And so they, you know, we're in a position where they didn't want to operate in two different jurisdictions. So hence that, you know, this is why the deal came about. We've decided to give them the option to joint venture all our projects in Australia and advance the finished project. So we're acquiring them. They're going to be a significant partner with us in the new endeavor. They still want to see the upside. And so that's the nature of the deal, and it's contingent on us raising about $5 million, and which we're in the process of doing right now. What we're getting is three or four projects that we own 100%, one with a discovery that hasn't been followed up on with walk-up targets. And we also get two joint ventures, one with Kinross and one with Rupert, and all in the Central Lapland District, which is getting a ton of attention right now with M&A and new discoveries that have happened actually in the last couple months.
Yeah, okay. So, but you do keep some interest in the Australian assets in this deal.
Yeah, so we've just in a matter of time, we haven't formalized that, but we as part of the deal, and we signed the definitive agreement this week. S2 has the option to earn in and joint venture our projects in Australia. So we're working through the details of that. Looks like that'll happen. It hasn't been formalized yet. So ultimately, we'll have our own projects that we have own 100%, a JV with Kinross, a JV with Agnico, and then our JV with S2 in Australia.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Well, let's maybe spend a few more minutes kind of technically talking about the projects in Finland. Give us a little bit more, you know, insight of the work done. What do you have that you know that you have now? And really what's, you know, what would be the path with exploration here as soon as this deal is done?
Yeah, so that's what I'm, you know, quite pleased at. So we have, like I said, three projects that we own 100%. One are in Valkia, and I'm just learning all these Finnish words here, and that's probably the easiest of a lot. You know, they did some early work on it in 2017, 2018, started drilling in 2019 and 20, made a discovery, and then had to couldn't follow up on it. So we have walk-up targets on that. Some really, really nice high-grade hits there. It could be a similar story, obviously some similarities with Kittilä. Kittilä is about 10 to 15 kilometers from us, and that's owned by Agnico Eagle. That's the Kittilä mine, which is Europe's largest gold producer. So we're right in that area. So we have walk-up targets on that. And then, of course, the two JVs, Kinross is drilling right now on those projects, and so those are active as well.
Okay. And these projects do have some drill results on them. And in fact, nothing to really balk at. I mean, some deeper holes here, specifically with the Paana project that you highlighted in those previous news releases. I mean, there were 65 meters of 1.5 grams per ton gold. There was a shorter interval, 6.8 meters in there over 11 grams per ton. In there. And so it seems like, you know, if you're following this area of the world, this jurisdiction, this district, I mean, that's quite par with what a lot of these mines have drilled and been mining, you know, surrounding it. And so it seems pretty, a lot of continuity in this district.
Yeah. So, I mean, I talked about Kittilä mine, which is the anchor to the area. The next, kind of biggest player there would be Rupert Resources. They're up to 4 million ounces at 2 grams. Kittilä itself is kind of a bulk tonnage story with high grade. So they started open pit and then moved underground. And that's, you know, what we're seeing now as well with you know, the limited drilling that's been done. So there's been 13,000 meters of drilling. Most of it has been shallow, so 2/3 is shallow drilling, and then only about 4,000 meters has been a bit deeper, but we have had 300 gram meter hits out of that. And then, you know, what I like about the area is that, you know, Rupert made the discovery in around 2020 as well. And within a couple of years, we were able to put out a pretty significant resource. There is continuity. It's a bit of geology 101 and how you explore. You start with some mag. The whole area is under till. So you do some soils. If you find the pathfinders, then you do shallow drilling of base of till or top of bedrock. Mm-hmm. And if there's a correlation there, then you go a bit deeper. So it's a bit of a process, but because there's not a lot of transport in the till, it's one that's proved quite effective. And they've been able to identify some pretty large footprints of the area. So our first drilling program will hopefully be starting in September, which will be focused on, as you said, the Paana district, which comprises the Arni discovery. And that will be to follow up on these high-grade intercepts that we've already had. It's been sparse drilling across a 1.3-kilometer trend. When I say sparse, like 200 to 400-meter spacing. But everything within that we've drilled to date has hit something, whether it be low-grade or some of these high-grade hits. So main focus will be on deeper drilling on the zone that we've had some success on, and then also doing a bit more of that shallow drilling on an adjacent property where they've identified some good pathfinders and so forth.
Okay. So, well, to get this work done, you do need to finance and raise the capital to spend it. So you didn't mention $5 million raise right now. I mean, I absolutely realize that it's been a tough go for Outback Goldfields. I know because I did some financing back in 2020. I did that. You know, so you're sitting, it's a sub $2 million market cap and you need to raise $5 million here. So arguably incredibly dilutive, but you know, what choice do you have here, Chris,
Not much. So and we limp along. This is going to put us in a much better position with targets that we can get on right away. Yes, it's dilutive, but you know, we're in, you know, arguably the most exciting gold district right now, you know, that's becoming globally significant. You know, you saw about a month ago that Rupert put in an offer for B2's interest in Orion. Orion and B2 came out with a discovery last month. And you know, so, and we're right in the mix in that area. So I think this gives us the best opportunity for appreciation going forward. You know, I'm a big shareholder from a long time as well. So, you know, I consider that when we, you know, decided to enter the deal, but, you know, I think this, you know, we've been looking for quite a while for at different projects. And this is one that's, you know, ticked a lot of the boxes, as they say, in terms of being able, that district has attracted investment even over the last couple of years when there's been kind of a downtime. You're seeing M&A happening in the area and new discoveries. And now that we're getting a bit of a gold market and some tailwind, I think we're well positioned going forward.
What about marketing and branding here? Since you're out of the Outback, do you change it to Lapland Goldfields or something like that?
Yeah, I know, we're tossing around names now. We'll come out with a new name. I do like the symbol OZ, which is, you know, ounces there. So we'll see. So if anybody has any suggestions, you know, now's the time to send them over.
All right. All right, Chris, I'll give you the last word here. I mean, this is somewhat of a rejuvenation here for the company. It's a big transition, a big pivot, but obviously you are happy that it's getting done. I'll give you the last word. What do we need to be watching next?
Yeah, I mean, just watch, you know, as we kind of finalize this financing and then quickly get into a drill program. You know, we've had a really positive couple of weeks here. We were able to secure a lead order from a big fund. We signed our definitive agreement. And we're able to add George Salamis. Many of you guys may know him from Integra and many other things, to as an advisor to the group. And you know, George is someone that I really respect, and I spoke with him a couple of years ago, and he actually, sorry, a couple of months ago, and he actually is the one who got me really excited. And he's like, you know, you have something pretty special here. I didn't realize he was the first one to really get into Finland. He cut his teeth into Finland. And advanced the deposit, which is now the Kittila mine. So he was with a company called, oh geez, I'm going to botch this, but it's Riedijärven, and he ended up selling that to Agnico Eagle, and now it's now that's the Kittila mine. So he indicated best place he's ever worked in, and happy to have him on board, and certainly will be part of our technical and strategic team going forward.
Well, next time you and I chat, I expect your Finnish dialect to be a little bit cleaner here, Chris. So.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
All right, everybody. That's a big update there from Outback Goldfields. Again, trading on the venture with OZ and on the OTCQB with OZBKF. Chris, good to connect. Have yourself a great rest of your day.
Always great. Thanks, Trevor. You too.
The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.